Welcome back to YouTube with the boys. Today we have a fantastic episode for you on how a big game changes the internet, in this case, Elden Ring.
Slime Sickle describing his character selection.
Right? Because then it's like the world's out in front of you. You're just a fucking man, you know? You're just a man with loins. You're just loins.
So yes, today we are going to talk about Elden Ring. And for those of you who don't know, Elden Ring is a Dark Souls style game that has recently released. It's from the same company that made Dark Souls, Sekiro: Shadows Die Twice, and all those types of games. And they recently released Elden Ring, and I thought this would be an interesting topic to talk about. Because yeah, we're not a gaming podcast, but we're a YouTube podcast, and big games do a lot to not the gaming economy, but the YouTube economy as well. I mean, I went on Twitter, I see Jacksepticeye's plan. I go to streaming services and YouTube. We get videos, we got PewDiePie streaming it, Ludwig streaming it, Moist Critical videos, FiveUp streaming it. All sorts of people. XQC. Every single big creator has been playing Elden Ring recently, it feels like. So I felt like I wanted to talk about how these larger games kind of affect how videos are made. And, you know, the most obvious thing is that in the gaming world, I obviously focus on, you know, gaming YouTubers on this channel. Although, you know, I do some lifestyle too. But I mostly focus on gaming YouTubers. And in the gaming world, the one thing that, you know, gets new content the quickest is a new game. So pretty simply, when a new game is released, it gives a lot of new content for creators. So, for example, you know, I'm a podcast creator. I do podcasts on YouTubers. You guys know that. And when I see a new video from a very popular creator like MrBeast, Technoblade, a crazy one from Tommyana, or a meetup of sorts, that's content for me. And it's the same way with, you know, these YouTube gaming creators. They see the new game and they go, I can make content from that. But the thing is, Elden Ring is a bit of a difficult game to make content from. Now, Elden Ring is a good game. And that, I think, can be an objective statement. Because every single review that I have seen on the game is either a 9 out of 10 or a 10 out of 10. I would be kind of floored if it doesn't win Game of the Year. Someone's got to compete with it. But it's had amazing reviews. Does God of War Ragnarok come out this year?
It does come out this year, and it will be some tough competition.
We'll get to that another time. But it has amazing reviews. So you would think that it would be, you know, relatively easy to make content out of such a great game. But it's a bit difficult. See, when you have a game like Call of Duty, or, you know, League of Legends, Overwatch, Minecraft doesn't really fit in here, but, like, Bed Wars could fit in here. You have a game like that, you have simple matches that, you know, you can try to get the highest kills in that match, you can try to do some funny strategies in that match. That's how that game is generally played. But with these larger games, you have a bit more difficulty, because it's not just a story game, it's a horror story game. So a lot of the footage is just going to be this creator dying a lot. Now, if you're watching a stream, this could kind of get boring after a while. If the creator's really good, you know, you can kind of get into, you know, invested into the game by, you know, seeing them progress more and more every death. But if they're not progressing that much, you can easily lose a viewer in like 2 seconds. So it's difficult to find this middle ground. In my opinion, you have to have a kind of niche. Now, I've seen a few of these. You could be like Ludwig, who has just been streaming constantly, and he is doing a streaming marathon until he beats the game. I believe he's on day 3, maybe 4. I was tuning in there, and he did seem, I'll be honest, I love Ludwig, he seemed a bit crabby, I imagine, after a while, seeing all the comments just clowning on you for not beating the boss. It could definitely get a little frustrating concerning what the game is.
That's so shit. The poison makes no fucking sense. It makes no sense.
Have a better area of effect display. Like, what am I supposed to do?
Oh, I see little green fuzzies. Perhaps it'll spread out 50 feet into the front and maybe 2 feet in the back. It'll be like a bridge. What am I supposed to think? There's no fucking coordinates to follow. It's just shit. It's a shit effort. I know you did it in Dark Souls 1. It's been a decade. Be an adult about it. What is that? Oh, what do I look for? The fireflies? Fucking cold beer on a Friday night?
But it's a strategy. And then you have, you know, someone streaming like PewDiePie. He's just PewDiePie. And if people see a stream, they may pop in. Simple as that. He's playing a game he likes. Yeah, that's same goes for like XQC with that. But then you have some more niche creators. There was Clip. I forgot his name. Editing Mac. Insert his name here.
Aris.
Where this guy beat like I think one of the first bosses with basically the kind of like hardest character to do so with. Like the character had no armor, no weapons. It was just they beat the hard like one of like the first bosses. With, like, nothing. And it took them, like, 7 hours. It's a really hard feat. It was, like, a boss that you are literally supposed to die on, I'm pretty sure. And that's a niche. That's what gets people involved. You know, we've always talked about, you know, skill and, you know, humor in gaming styles. That guy's skill. But I think there's a third axis, which, yeah, I'm basically making a graph here, which we can kind of add fame to that. And, you know, you can get successful, you know, in some of those ways. But, yeah. That you have to find a niche to make it popular if you're going to stream it. Now,
the Vietnam War, it's over.
Your job's just begun.
A new HBO original limited series.
Welcome to the world of Spycraft. Strap in.
From executive producers Park Chan-wook and Robert Downey Jr.
What are you concealing?
Based on the Pulitzer Prize-winning novel by Viet Thanh Nguyen.
What if I told you that I was a communist spy?
How did you become this?
The Sympathizer, streaming April 14th on Max. Subscription required.
Now, videos are another matter. Videos, I think, of games like this, they can either be really bad or really good. So, let's take a look. One of the videos that I watched today was a Corey Kenshin's video on...
May I have Elden. A word?
Who are you? All right, but if you try something... I have a little bit of HP, and I would probably lose. Hello.
A pleasure to meet thee, Tarnished. I am the Witch Renna.
Witch? I've heard enough.
So his video, I'll go look right now, was number one on trending when I looked. I would say watch Corey Kenshin religiously, but he's a good creator, well-liked, everybody loves him, and he's funny. He has 12.8 million subscribers. He's one of the greats. Doesn't release that consistently because he's one of the greats, but he's awesome, and he released for Elden Ring. It has 2.5 million views, and it was released yesterday, doing incredibly well, and it was good. Now, you guys know, I don't like long videos. Long videos, I do not have the attention span for it, and this video was 40 minutes long. However, I watched it in 20-minute increments, and it was great. He had a very highly edited style. It was only, like, the first, probably, section of the game. The game is, like, 70 hours, 90 hours long. It's insane. It was the first, like, just section of the game. He edited down hours of footage into 40 minutes. Highly edited style. You know, jokes here and there. He's funny. It's great. And it was just awesome. It was a great video. That's how you do it well. Now, I'm not saying this is a, you know, an example of not doing it well. But I think a video, in my opinion, that was less entertaining was Moist Critical. Now, I love Charlie. I have done a lot of, you know, content on Charlie in the past. I've talked about him, done all that. And I think he's great, a great creator. But this is just a matter of opinion, so I'm just going to speak. I watched hardest Elden Ring boss so far. It had 800,000 views, 17 minutes, and it was a pretty good video, but it was a little boring. Elden Ring is a game where you kind of explore or, you know, face hard bosses, all of that, and I don't know, it just felt like I was watching a VOD.
He really rolls around a lot. He's like a dog with the zoomies. What the fuck is he doing?
That bleed damage! Holy shit.
Okay, I need to learn this guy's attacks before just going hog wild like this, I think.
And when I go to a YouTube video, I want something special. I want something crazy. I want, you know, you're making this a video, you're not streaming it, so I don't want to stream, usually. And, you know, you can turn a stream into a video by, you know, doing like a Ludwig style, like setting it up so it comes out as a video. But he didn't really do that. It just felt like he was taking pieces of a VOD. And it wasn't anything too special for me. I wanted more. Now, I gotta give Charlie some credit. Charlie releases two videos every day. Two videos every day. At least in the past days in Luggin' Out. That's insane. So, you know, his YouTube kind of style, the way he runs his channel, is not built for these highly edited videos like Corey Kenshin. He got 800,000 views on that video. He gets like at least probably over 500,000 on every single video, and he releases two a day. So yeah, it's impressive, but I think it was, in my opinion, a worse kind of video done about Elden Ring. I think you could have done a lot kind of cooler things. He had some funny bits in there. It was entertaining because he's a funny person, but what he could have done with the content, I think, could have been funnier if he gave it more time. I don't know if he had more editors on it. I don't know how his system works, but I think that's an example of maybe a poor use of the platform that is Elden Ring. Yeah. Now, someone who I think makes some of the best videos on these longer style games is Slimesicle. So, I am talking about Slimesicle. Not Slim Kickle, Slime Sickle. Slime Sickle has 3.3 million subscribers, and he makes amazing videos. Slime Kickle, his second channel, has 1.7 million subscribers, and it's also a very good channel, but there is less of a filter there. He is a very cool creator. He does a great job in everything he does, but there's something special to the way he treats longer games. And I mean that in a really honest way. Games that are in story mode,
like Why Did I Say It That Way,
are kind of hard to shrink down into a YouTube video, especially a short one. You can do what, you know, Corey Kenshin does, make a 40-minute video of a long game. But, you know, you may lose some of the magic, even entirely edited. And from my experience, I mean, I haven't been around YouTube for, you know, that long compared to others. No one has made, I would say, like, better content out of these really long games in a more enjoyable form than Slimesicle. Now, it's very unique, very stylized. There's a high chance you may not like it. But if you do, it's amazing. He takes these long games, like Jedi Fallen Order, Sekiro, Doom Eternal, Ghost of
Tsushima. Consider yourselves lucky I cut out the 30 seconds of stuttering.
Ghosts, and turns it into some extremely highly edited, totally just pun, joke focused, constant cutting video. It's like a best of blank, and it's great. I think he always does a fantastic job. All of his videos are funny in that sense, and I just don't think he's missed that often.
You'll never take me alive, Mongols. My middle name is Blood.
Okay, so they took me alive. And all I have in here to pass the time are these four walls. And this slimesicle figure!
I mean, here's the thing with it. You're not watching the gameplay when you're watching his videos. I know that's, like, weird to say. But it's like you're not there for the gameplay. If you're a fan of the game, it's going to be really funny and awesome. And even if you're a fan of not of the game, it's going to be funny. But what he's able to do is flip, you know, the normal video of a, like a story game on its head. And he does it effectively. I can't really describe it. I just got to tell you to watch. He does a fantastic job, like I said. And I really recommend his content if you want to see what a like long game can, like that can be done like. It doesn't have to be just fighting the bosses the whole time. So yeah, I really just want to give a shout out here because I felt like when speaking about new games and speaking about games on the internet and long games and how they make content, it's kind of impossible to ignore him. Yeah, I think that's kind of like the majority of what I wanted to get down there. I would say, you know, also, I don't know if Jacksepticeye is going to make content out of this. I kind of hope he doesn't. Now, Jacksepticeye does some amazing playthroughs. He just played Bloodborne, which is another From Software game, the same people who made Elden Ring. So if you want to go check out a longer, like, Let's Play, you can watch that. But games like this, you know, hard to react every second. You can get annoyed like Ludwig did a bit. It's hard. But I think what they do for this creator economy is kind of magical. They make, you know, the new sites good content. They make all like the tips and tricks sites get content. The speedrunners, the big gamers, they make everybody content, and I think that's awesome. And I just want to, you know, show you the importance and scale of how, you know, crazy a new game is for the internet. You know, all these creators are going to say, like, you know, oh, I'm just waiting for a new game, waiting for a new game. When it comes, it's fun. It's like, you could have a multiplayer style, one like Fortnite that's huge, but this is also very huge, and I just wanted to shout it out. So, yeah. I think that's going to be the video, or the podcast for today. I wanted to give a shout out to the people on Discord. People on Discord have been really cool. Really awesome you guys joined. Flying Man wanted a shout out, so shout out to Flying Man. He gave some suggestions that I may check out. So yeah, so shout out to you. I believe we also had a review. We had a review from Fusike. Ha, Zjovejaz. I think that may have supposed to have been gibberish, but I think I nailed that. And they give another suggestion, and I just appreciate the review. Thank you for the 5 stars. That's really awesome. Thank you guys all for supporting me, especially if you're on the Discord. It means a lot. And may I just say, it is really awesome just to kind of consider you guys for a bit. I make something every week that people are waiting on and like listening to, and that really means a lot to me. Yeah. I have like no words. That's just a really cool concept, and it's, I don't know, it sinks in now and again. And I think, you know, it's really special and really cool, and I just want to say thank you guys, honestly. YouTube has been a bit behind, because, I have the footage that I've been recording my face now, and, I have to sync it up, and then I have to make thumbnails, and it just takes a bit, and I was on vacation, you know, all that. But thank you guys so much. I really appreciate it. I'll see you next time. Good.